This is Tim Riley, and welcome to Rollover Beethoven, a rock critic's guide to classical music. In this episode, we listen to mandolinist Chris Thiele playing Bach, as well as his band The Punch Brothers, and violinist Sergei Luka. As the classical audience shrinks, crossover moves have only gotten more desperate. That means showing more cleavage to market your album. In rarefied cases, it yields gems like Yo-Yo Ma's Goat Rodeo or the Silk Road Project. Even more rarely, a jazz pianist like Keith Jarrett turns in respectable recordings of Bach or Shostakovich. Turns out we were all listening in the wrong niche markets. What Bach really needs is more bluegrass. That's mandolinist, singer, and songwriter Chris Thiele, whose release of the Bach Violin Sonatas turns most crossover projects inside out. Thiele may be best known for his work with Nickel Creek and the Punch Brothers, where he turns in ambitious, ear-bending material. Listen to how unexpectedly he pivots between traditional and futuristic on this Punch Brothers track.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
It's easy to get lost in music like that, where melodies slip down rabbit holes and trap doors open up sideways for entirely new material. It's almost as if you were watching MC Escher draw one of his visual conundrums. Before winning his 2012 MacArthur Grant, Thiele discovered Bach through his mentor, Edgar Meyer. In 2009, Meyer made a famous recording of Bach's cello suites transposed for his bass. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma chose Thiele to play on his Goat Rodeo project. Thank you. can track down how enthusiastic Thiele's bluegrass audience responds to his Bach suites in concert on YouTube. I wanted to hear what a Bach expert thought. So I spoke with Paul Ely, author of Reinventing Bach, his musical biography that tracks the composer's catalog on tape. Ely had no trouble raving about Thiele's playing.
The speed of the passages, the need to make it musical, work out contrast between the different movements, suggest what's not there, which is crucial to the performance of the solo violin works of Bach, all those just take a lot of doing. But what really struck me listening to this record is how the mandolinist has to suggest a dynamic range that's much less characteristic of the mandolin than of the violin. Think of a solo violinist going from a note that's so small you can barely hear it to those incredible ripping notes. Across these three pieces, Thiele's got to find different ways to suggest the drama of the work, the way some passages are softer and some are louder than others. And to me, that's one of the charms of the record, is that it doesn't have the dynamic range we associate with the violin, but creates space with that small instrument, the mandolin, anyway.
I asked Ely about what bluegrass influences he hears in Thiele's Bach playing.
Bach works at top speed with great numbers of notes without the work getting cluttered or getting agonized. He's the cleanest of composers and the most intricate. And I think those qualities are qualities that you could hear in bluegrass and American old-time music, too. There's no sense of strain at all. They're just whooping it up on stage and ripping through these pieces. That could be said of Bach, and it could be said of American old-time traditional music, too.
Let's crossfade to a favorite old recording from Baroque fiddler Sergei Luka playing the same passage and compare it directly back to Thiele's version. Now, set aside Thiele's quicker tempo, you'd still be hard-pressed to choose between these two recordings. Ely's response to Thiele's Bach made him think about how closely related folk and classical used to be.
It's easy for us to forget, now that musical territory has been carved up by commerce, how ubiquitous a figure like Bach was for all string players 75 or 100 years ago. The people who made the music that we now think of as American music, many of them were trained in the classical tradition, and that classical tradition was really rooted in German music. You read Willa Cather's novels, and this comes through loud and clear. So to hear Thiele play Bach is to hear restored a connection between earlier classical and traditional music, especially music from Germany, and the Anglo-American popular music that in some respects came out of it.
I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Gonna live
Thank you.
Everything about Thiele's Bach recording goes against common assumptions about how to win over new classical listeners. Instead of Renee Fleming trying to sing pop, or Bono or Green Day going Broadway, this folk virtuoso turns his fascination with Bach's tricky runs and modern flourishes into a dashing career turn. Thiele now routinely sprinkles Bach into his solo mandolin shows as if it's simply part of the same catalog, which it is. Thiele could start giving Crossover a good name. Beethoven, I'm Tim Riley. In this episode, we heard selections from Chris Thiele's Bach album, The Punch Brothers, double bassist Edgar Meyer, violinist Sergei Luka, and Thiele duetting with both Edgar Meyer and Michael Davis. For more on these recordings, visit Tim Riley's author page on Facebook.